Good evening. How are we? All right.
Hello. Who's that? Who's this?
Oh.
Do you want where we were in the beginning? A man from India or something like that.
Man from India.
Yeah.
Where?
In a lesson.
In where? Oh, at your school.
No, and I can't understand what he said.
Okay.
I can't understand at all.
Oh, well.
Sometimes it's just.
Perhaps he can't understand you either.
Oh, I think he can.
You think so? Choke up, little one.
Here's a cramp.
We've got to choke John Lucky again.
Do you want to do it?
He's a what? £12? Any more? Very
musical.
He's fishing. Stuck in the freezer for us. Have you not had much energy recently?
Work late Friday.
Because I've noticed cars outside and bikes inside. Oh, yeah. Very
now,
clever, Robert.
I
doing both at the same time.
No, I had to work late on Friday.
Oh, did you miss your aerobics then?
I left the bike there. Richard came and picked me up after being at school. Picked me up from work at about 8 o'clock. And then went to the car.
That's not on Weight Watchers, is it? Do you think you could go and serve you and Charlotte? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to be able to.
Go make that and I'll call Charlotte when I say okay.
Give her a little bit of leg meat.
Yeah?
What?
Leg meat. And there's half a baked potato in the fridge if you can scoop it out of the skin and heat it out. Pardon? Not hit it. Heat! Stop crying. Silly. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah.
The weekend? What, Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not open on Sunday.
Yeah, she wanted to get some fabric to make a jacket.
Oh, this is the jacket that Mum's going to do when she's done when Jamie goes down.
That's the one.
Do Should we turn this off now?
No, we're not.
No, we're not, are we?
We leave it.
We leave it, so. There's a television control behind you. Could you turn the volume down?
Which one's turning?
That one.
It's like
no,
arrow.
That's all right, we're not turning it off, love, don't worry. That's it. Wonderful. I don't think we need it quite so high when we're not concentrating. So what's she doing? What sort of fabric did she get?
I mean, in the picture, it looks really stiff. It looks more like a jacket rather than a blouse.
Oh, right.
But, I mean, all the fabric that they suggest, they suggest cotton and...
but there's cotton in this.
Cotton. Weaved cotton. Or something got a problem. What is it? Gabardine.
Hello.
Jacquard. But the fabric that Janie wanted, the floral print, was just printed cotton, because obviously it's quite thin.
Oh.
But, I mean, the style of it is obviously jackety as opposed to blousey, because it hasn't got a collar, and it's just got three buttons at the front, and it's fitted as a jacket, as opposed to a tucking blouse.
Oh, right.
And it's got three-quarter length sleeves.
Hmm.
Or half sleeves. Shoulder pads.
Well, it's probably sort of halfway, isn't it? Mm. Wear it with a skirt as a jacket.
As
so
a jacket,
blouse.
Yeah. That's right. I think it would look quite smart, you know, with quite a straight skirt.
With the plain
with
skirt
plain
in
skirt.
One of the colours. Mm. Oh, well, Mum will enjoy herself, won't she? Well, I expect Janie can get as far as cutting it out.
Oh, well, Janie,
I think
she'll...
She did do a bit of sewing at school, didn't she?
Yeah.
So she shouldn't be completely...
I think it's more, you know, she's doing it down there because she's not very good at understanding patterns.
Well, she's got a machine anyway, has she? Charlotte, you don't read books when you're watching
the television.
You
read later. You sit watch television.
No.
Did you hear how... Oh, I suppose you haven't spoken to her since the party, have you?
No.
What was the cake like?
Oh, wedding.
Yeah? Yeah. What'd she do?
My little pony. But she just did a run out. Of, you know, on the cake. So obviously it's cheaper.
Oh, because they had to do a little My Little Pony some time ago. They were frantically looking for a pattern, you know, a magazine or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
I wonder what Charlotte's passion will be by her next birthday. At the moment it's personal pat. Anything Disney at the moment will probably go down a treat.
Sorry?
Anything Disney would probably go down a treat. Like Lady and the Tramp. Sleeping Beauty or something.
Yeah.
Oh dear. I don't remember
what
it is. Do you? Have
you not seen it? I have.
You
but I don't
remember it. Oh, I don't know how much of it I remembered. Because I've seen it so often now. I can't remember the first time I saw it. No rats did that. Ladies to the rescue. Are you with car or with bike tonight?
Bike. Yeah, with bike.
I hope hope you don't get wet.
That's right. I was just thinking, actually.
Because I don't know what time Adam will be back. Because he's fishing.
Oh, it's alright. I don't really want to get wet, but I mean, it's not so bad going home. If I get wet going home,
you can just jump in the bath.
Just get in the bath. It's for going in the morning. But I mean, this morning it was nice and blue. Didn't really bother me.
I can wake up now, I've got to change on nappy, haven't I? I don't want to sit and feed without him. Mackie nappy? So, what did you say?
He's up late tonight.
Oh, it's normal now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she has dinner with us now. Well, she's... Her sleeping habits during the day changed to afternoons, and well, today she's had about 2 hours this afternoon. So if we did our normal and gave her tea at 5 o'clock and sent her up for bath at 6:30, there's no way she'd be asleep.
No.
So we've sort of switched it all around now. So she eats with us at 6:30/7, goes up for a bath at 7:30/8, and she's in bed by 9 and asleep. She's usually asleep by 8:30. But, it seems to have cured the problem we had of her wanting me all the time. After she'd gone to bed.
Yeah.
So, seems to be working.
I've had that one.
Well, this one seems to go to bed a bit later now, so she goes longer. But she's been feeding all day today. She's hungry for monster. Permanent feeding every couple of hours. So with a bit of luck, I'll finally put her to bed maybe 9:30, 10:00, and she might go through till 3 or 4. Which isn't bad. From 9:30 till, well, it wasn't so good last night. She went until 2, but then she didn't wake up again until 7. She manages to do long stretches at night, which is nice.
Yeah.
Then she went to sleep again until 10 on our bed. And marked reluctance to go back in her own bed, so I just hoiked her over my shoulder and laid down and picking on with it. It's an insult. And any dog's going to lose his sense of smell in the wet, I think. Richard had any more tests recently? You haven't heard about?
No, he's got one on the 13th.
Oh, that's good luck. Can't be that much in there. Must have had a gallon of them. We'll listen to some karaoke tapes this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I bought a couple for Adam.
What do you want them for?
Not to sing, he wants them to play lead guitar with. So we listened to them and had a laugh. Oh, it's a real oldies on there, though. Itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow, what's it? Polka dot bikini. They're quite funny, He wanted boppy ones, so he can do a Hank Marvin, you know. But I think he should have a bit of fun with those. I bought one each for the girls to give him for Father's Day.
It's dark, isn't it?
Wild. You make my heart. Oh well. Can't have everything. Well, it's a good bit of scope for playing, don't you?
Fine.
Good bit of scope for a bit of.
Oh yeah. So there's the words in here.
Oh yes, all the lyrics are in there. Well, I suppose being all those sort of songs, everybody knows them.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Something
new.
Bit of ABBA. Look at me, still holding your head up.
I'm
getting a strong neck, aren't you? Well, it's not quite up, is it? I'm using my shoulder a bit. But she does have press ups. Put on her stomach. Bobby! Right,
Chicken. No.
It's finished now, just about.
No chicken. Yummy.
Lovely.
No chicken.
Yes, you do.
I do want
silk. You do want what? Off you go then, you go and have your dinner.
I want dinner. I'm not finished.
Yes, it's finished. You turn the television off then. Go on, you push the button. There you are, that says the end. That means it's finished.
That is the end.
That's right.
That is the end.
That's it, off you go then. You go
Bye-bye.
And have your, go and have your dinner, I'll see you in a minute.
Bye-bye.
Go and have your dinner.
Where's Jessie? Charlotte, you come have your dinner or it's going to be cold?
Go on, off you go, love.
Okay.
I hurt myself.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, dear. Change your nappy little one, shall we? Few days. They're doing a. I've got a piece of paper somewhere with it all written on to show you upstairs. They're doing a piece of research with a company that does dictionaries and a university to put together a load of modern usage. Right. As I told Brian and Pauline, the girl that came and talked about it, like, for example, people are using wicked for good.
Oh, yeah.
There is obviously lots of other pieces of English that work that way as well.
Yeah.
so I've been left with a load of tapes and machine and batteries.
How long have you got tapes
for? Well, as often as I can until Thursday. She left all this up for a week. So. Brilliant little machine, actually. Well, it's only a Walkman. But
yeah,
the microphone is incredibly.
It's a microphone,
that. Yeah. Clever.
It's small enough to hide, isn't it?
It is really. Go and do a bit of spying.
Is that it? Is her conversation coming to it?
Oh yeah, she figures quite a lot in it. Quite vocal she is.
Have you had taped?
Mum and Dad, Brian and Lynn. No, not Brian and Lynn. Brian and Pauline. Toby. My piano lesson's on there. Yesterday.
Be interesting.
Well, he speaks so beautifully. Oh yeah. Piano plays not so beautiful, but this is when he plays.
Does he play when he comes here?
If he's showing me something, always before I start a new piece, he will always play it.
Mm. And yours sounds nothing like it.
No. Yeah. Well, certainly not the first time I play it. Yeah. I approach it when he thinks I've finished, but it's nowhere near. I mean, he's professional. You expect to sound as good.
Yeah.
He's always doing concerts and things, but you can tell just by listening. It's not just any old body tinkling on the piano. It's wonderful. It makes you sick.
Is Charlotte going to learn to play this?
Well, I hope she'll be interested enough to, but not really before she's six. I asked him last couple of times ago what sort of age, because obviously the size of the hands comes into it a little bit.
Mm.
They can't do too much. But he said he wouldn't consider before six. And you also have to take the parents into consideration of a child that age. You've got to have a parent who's prepared to sit there and make sure the child does what he's set for them to do. Because, you know, it's... Oh, Amy! You're not getting anything out of that. Have you finished it? Have you finished it? Great lump. No wonder she puts on half a pound a week. Mind you, I mean, that's not. It's normal. I expected to put between six ounces and 8 ounces.
Is there putting it on, me putting it, taking it off?
How are you doing?
Well, okay, I'll find out tomorrow. Well,
of course, Wednesday, isn't it?
No way in tomorrow. Because I cycled there last week.
Oh.
I had to originally take the car to the car. He takes it in the morning.
Oh, goodness, what's your thought of these?
Well, he takes the car to school, but. He takes the car to work, and before he's been bringing the car home, and then he's been going to school on his bike.
Oh, right.
So, because the bike, the car's there for me to use in the evening.
But you cycle home from here and then pick
here
the car.
And then get changed and then go. But last week he took the car. Because when I got home, because I was late last week, well, I said late, I didn't get back here. Until 7. So by the time I got home, it was 7:15. And I have to make sure I get to Weight Watchers between 7 and 8.
Oh, for the weigh-in.
Mm. So I had to quickly get changed. And because normally I just wear a pair of sandals and lightweight clothing, but...
Oh, dear. I
couldn't go in sandals, and obviously I can't cycle with a pair of sandals on.
You can't really cycle with a floaty skirt on,
I guess. So last week I just went in with my leggings and this top on. It was a bit of a sight, but I thought, well, you know, what else can I do? I mean, I couldn't take clothing to get changed into.
not expect you to with that.
I've got a few stares from some of the women there. I mean, there are some women there that are huge. I mean, maybe they looked at me and thought, oh, I hope I can wear leggings like that one day. I mean, I don't think I look too bad in my leggings. I mean, I would never have done it when I used to go to Weight Watchers when I was 13 and a half stone. I would never have gone in leggings. No way. But it doesn't...
Well, you don't really look...
Well,
as
Jamie,
if you need to lose weight, which is probably why you got a few stares. It's like all the diet books that have sylph-like people on the front.
I mean, I spoke to Jamie on Sunday, and I said to her, you know, be honest. I said, I don't care what you say, but just be honest and tell me how much you think I weigh, because she doesn't know how much I weigh. And she thought I weighed about 10 stone. I said, well, stick £13 on top of that. I said, then you'll be right. She couldn't believe that I weighed that much. So obviously it doesn't look that bad. And people at work, well, they've noticed that I've lost weight, but they don't say how much they think I weigh, because I don't, well, I don't want to encourage them to sort of have a guess
the weight of the Susie.
Yeah. But they have noticed, which is something, I suppose. Somebody came in today, a guy came in today who used to work with us, who he just comes in occasionally, and I haven't seen him for a few weeks now, so he noticed it. It's nice that people say it to you unprompted.
Oh yes, you say, oh, I'm on a diet. They say, oh, well, you have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I think his mum's like that.
Oh,
she knows you're dieting. Every time she sees you, oh, you lost a little weight.
Even when you haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. There is a guy at work. There is a guy at work that's constantly saying it to me. I was really noticing. It's really starting. And he says it sort of every day. And it, after a while, I mean, it's nice to be told
every day.
It
loses value, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And he said to me, this afternoon, he said, your weight loss, really noticing this week. And I thought, well, even if I have
probably
lost weight this week, it's only going to be a couple of pounds, and a couple of pounds would not notice. It doesn't matter who you are, 2 pounds won't make any difference to your appearance. I mean, yeah, I suppose clothes-wise.
Well, I suppose as you get smaller, 2 pounds does notice. It's
maybe
when you're bigger. You know, we've got a real lot to lose, and
yeah,
£2
is
nothing.
Yes, that's true.
£2 is actually quite a lot.
Yes, it is.
Good evening. My goodness, how many have you called? Have you got a Whopper in there?
I was going to say, the bag looked very full.
Golly. So your new leader did the tree.
Hello.
God, you need Michael.
In the chair, Jesse.
Good grief! What's it weigh?
£3.5.
Wow. Who should we have over for dinner?
Not giving that away.
That's amazing. Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Excuse
That's a fish
ignorance.
Kettle job, isn't it?
Excuse my ignorance, but what is it?
It's a trout.
It's a very unusual colouring.
No, I think it's
spotty.
Just
he's spotty.
No, he lost some of his scales, that's all. I was having a devil of a job bringing him in. Because,
well done, you've got him.
He was in the top lake, and he was
don't
go
talking to me about
weed.
Top and bottom lake, because I don't know what you're talking about.
but the top lake is like very flat water. There's a lot of weed and a lot of scum, right?
Oh, right.
So you bring in the thing in. Hello, darling. And he was rushing around the weed, trying to tangle it up. Because the idea being, if he gets around the weed often enough, it goes... Right, and it basically gives them a lever. I mean, they're very clever, you know, these fish. They're not. They don't just.
You mean
sort of
some of
sit
them have been caught before?
They're not like coarse fish, you know, perch or roach or whatever in a river. Once you catch them, they just sort of lie give up. Wait for you to, stop saying things at all. 25 minutes it took me to
prepare. Yeah, well done, you did it.
Joelle?
Poor Joelle, she's got some work to
do. Get my phone. Get my phone.
Well, she's, because her mum's had a fish shop, she knows a way of cleaning fish without actually cutting them. Pulling it all out from through the gills. And of course they stay whole and they're beautiful when they're cooked. I don't clean it. I tell Adam if he's going to go fishing, he can do it.
That's right.
I'll cook them. Careful. I'll cook them and eat them. Yeah. You can catch them and go.
That's right.
Charlotte, I wish you wouldn't do that because you keep sliding. One day you're going to slide and hit your face.
Seat.
No, it's actually a step for the bathroom. So she can stand at the basin.
Oh.
It's
slippery though, isn't it? Well, I suppose it is with shoes on.
That's actually meant for bare feet. Well, I don't think it's in the kitchen, is it? Wrong place or something.
Sweetums,
I have no idea. I haven't been taking your event for donkey's years, so I don't know what the situation is. They're either in the little cupboard in the downstairs loo or they're in the bathroom.
Okay.
You have some work to do, I gather.
Did you see the trout?
I did trout. What a trout.
Trout.
Oh.
Yes, good one. Not to be given away.
No. What are you doing? Getting ready to cycle home.
Let's go work.
Let's go work, yeah. Then you can have a bath.
I
meant bath for Charlotte. Throw it skirt. Hey, nice.
What's it say? Oh, yeah, leggings. So Janie tried them on. And they looked really nice on her. Because her legs, you see, because I've got this bit here, this little bit there. And being cropped just made my legs look a bit sort of stumpy.
You've got stumpy legs.
Oh, my high heels on. But
I know what you mean.
Because they were big patterny flowers, with this little bit here, and being cropped there, just made my legs look a bit, and I thought, I don't know, and I wasn't convinced. Richard couldn't stand them. He thought I looked absolutely gross in them.
Oh, fine.
So I thought, oh, well, I said, well, I like them. And he says, well, you can wear them as long as you're not out with me. So I thought, well, there's not much point in me having them, because I would
if
wear them...
If you find something unacceptable, there's not much point.
Well, I'd be wearing them at weekends. And, you know, just...
Not in front of the husband.
The slouching around in, really. It would, you know...
Cycling,
yeah. So I thought, well, there's not much point in me keeping them if he really doesn't like them at all. He could be.
Well done.
So
so she's got them.
Come inside. Oh. Stay with Mummy. Whilst I go and find myself. Pills. Oh, please don't do that, Charlotte.
Why are you going to find some what?
Oh, some pills. I think I might have some guitar, actually.
Have you got some of your... I was going to say, in your handbag, in your briefcase.
Could be.
Yes, I'm going to try and buy some plain ones. You know her navy blue ones?
How many more?
You know her navy blue leggings, but they're thicker than
this. Yeah, they're nice.
Sort of thing. I thought I might get myself a pair of those.
She got those from M&S, didn't she? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look really nice with that jumper she wears.
Yeah, so I thought I might, because I bought a jumper, I bought a pale blue jumper to go with the flowery leggings, but I decided I'll take the blue jumper back, because although it would be all right with plain white trousers, I thought that's all I would wear it with. I wouldn't wear it with anything else, so I think I'd change that. If I get the dark blue leggings like Jamie's, then I'll get the striped jumper. So.
In between.
It's dead.
She's getting all concerned about it. Got some? Do we need me to buy some more? I've only been allowed to have paracetamol for the last 10, 11 months or whatever.
So you're now?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask any doctors, because we normally have Nurofen. Mm. But I didn't ask any doctors whether they were acceptable in pregnancy or not. I just assumed they weren't. Because nurses said last time, paracetamol is alright.
Yeah.
And paracetamol is alright when you're breastfeeding.
Oh, Amy.
This is very difficult, this is. We always have it both ends together. Come on, spit it out. Go on, put a mouthful there. Saw wings. Funny girl. And then she sat there and said, don't worry, it's only Daddy. Said, no, it's not Daddy, it's Susie. And then she found out it was you. She got worried about my piano teacher when he arrived.
Come on, Susie.
No, Auntie Susie's got to go home.
She's got to get on her bike.
I've got to ride home.
We're going to change your nappy again, haven't we, little one?
Thank you.
Oh, Amy, darling. What's she saying? Don't worry, little girl. Oh, it's a hard life. Oh, sweetie puppet.
Make a move so I can get. Oh, would you want to beat me home? She said she'd help to his boss. So, next work. And his boss. So I said. to her. Oh God, you'd be lucky, because if you'd done that in my house, I think you'd come back in force more quickly than you arrived. She said, you mustn't forget you are employed. You are not in here on holiday. I said, it's not your turn to say that to your boss. It's your boss must say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you must say that.
What'd she say?
She said, we are not employed. We are in help. So I said, oh, what's the difference? You paid for that. You've been paid for that. I said, don't worry about it, because I promise you can go quickly in front.
What a funny girl. She's crazy. She's crazy.
She thinks she can have.
Sounds like she's looking for a holiday. Yeah? Sounds like she's looking for a paid holiday.
Paid holiday.
Yeah.
I'd be astonished.
I mean, I'll tell you, the some people take advantage of au pairs. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, but it's not too.
I mean, you remember I told you about my cousin?
Yes.
Hmm? Now, he is not somebody I would recommend an au pair to work for.
Adam,
because
I don't think he's the sort of girl to be surcharging.
Hmm.
Surcharged by work. Why?
Yeah.
She can go out for with some friend every time she wants.
Hmm.
So, I don't think there's lots of work to do for do that.
Hmm.
And I don't think it's.
But has she got children to look after or not?
I think she's quite nice, but she. I don't want to send her. Because I don't think it's a good idea.
I'll tell you what. What I don't need is somebody with an attitude problem. Somebody who has a special type of attitude, you know, who thinks in a particular way.
Aversion to work.
Because you're right, as soon as they make noises like that, I shall say, there is the door, get on the other side of it. I've got time for it.
No, but the way she said that to me, I've been astonished.
Astonished.
Astonished. Surprised is a better word.
And I have, don't worry, I haven't. Take some. Tell her my way of thinking.
Mm.
Don't think she really appreciate that.
I'm sure. Mm.
But otherwise.
That's not your problem, is it?
No.
I don't suppose Brian will want to come. Do you want to come tomorrow morning? Goody?
No, I don't think so.
How are you? Good kid. I just wanted to find out if your hubby was joining me tomorrow morning or. He's there, is he? Good girl. Right. Good evening, Squire. How are you?
I can hear somebody talking in there. I was thinking maybe it was Charlotte.
I wanted to find out whether or not you were free tomorrow. Come along to see this house, or whether you are otherwise engaged. Right, okay, basically the appointment I think is 10:30. Hold on.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, Carol tells me. Okay. I'll either see you outside at 10 or I won't.
Hmm?
Okay. Right, yeah. Okay. See ya. Ta da. What do you mean?
He's asking me what Brian it was you were talking to.
What's the name you talking?
Squire.
Okay.
Mon brave. Or something like that.
Mate.
Mon ami. Ma cocotte.
J'aime bien quand tu dis ma cocotte.
Mon. What does it mean?
Ma cocotte.
Ma cocotte is something that I would not say to a French lady. Something that I could say to my daughter. Right?
You can say that to a French lady, but she must be your friend. If you say that to a lady, you make me serious now. Come on, cocotte.
Rosemary. Good evening, Adam. How are you? You good? Yes, fine. Family all well? Good, yes, very well indeed. Is your other half around?
What's wrong with that?
He is. Yeah, sure.
He's a little name for a toy.
But why should it be a problem saying that to somebody?
Because normally, when you're called a
actually, it's going to be a little bit late tonight because, to be honest, I'm absolutely knackered and I'm going to bed fairly soon. I'll tell you what, tell him I'll give him a ring during the course of the day tomorrow.
All
right? Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. Yeah, bye.
So, Makokot, when you say Makokot to your daughter or to your friend, is a name of Pule.
Why would you want to call your daughter a chicken?
It's
a term of endearment.
It's like saying darling or
yes,
sweetie.
It's
or
a term of honey or sweetie or whatever. Yeah.
Right? And if you say that to a lady, when you call that a cocotte, it's the sort of you put a lot of perfume and she's dressed in a nice dress and very short and very lots of fur.
Putain.
Not putain.
Mais presque putain.
Oui, elle se fait pas payer pour ça.
Non mais... It's normal that if you call a lady
you wouldn't be a lady.
She would not think that you thought she was a lady. Yes. She would think you thought she was something a bit...
Hello, yeah? Darling.
Now the funny thing was because Jacques used to call Xavier, ma poule.